feel like a boat without a sailor. I go where the wind blows.
Just welcome back to Open Language. This is Lisa.
This is Connor.
The weather is getting better because we're going into spring, and I'm sure that you guys are probably getting ready for those spring field trips.
Yeah, it's when you go on a trip with your classmates at school. Maybe you get in a bus and you go to a museum, maybe a park, or somewhere else where you can learn about something outside. So today we have a dialogue between John and Steve.
And they're talking about getting some time off to join their kids on their field trip.
Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll talk about what that means to get time off in the lesson. Let's take a listen to the dialogue.
Sounds good to me.
Dialogue first time.
Hi, Steve. Do you have a minute?
Of course, John. What can I do for you?
Well, my daughter has a spring field trip next Friday, and I was wondering if I could have the day off.
Of course. I'll make a note. Where will her school be going?
They're going to the wildlife zoo. There's a small petting zoo there as well.
That sounds both fun and educational. Do you always go with your daughter on school trips?
No, my wife usually does.
Well, it'll be a great chance for you to spend some quality time with her and bond.
That's right, and my daughter knows I'll let her pack more snacks than her mom.
She's probably right. Have a great time.
Dialogue, second time.
Hi, Steve. Do you have a minute?
Of course, John. What can I do for you?
Well, my daughter has a spring field trip next Friday, and I was wondering if I could have the day off.
Of course. I'll make a note. Where will her school be going?
They're going to the wildlife zoo. There's a small petting zoo there as well.
That sounds both fun and educational. Do you always go with your daughter on school trips?
No, my wife usually does.
Well, it'll be a great chance for you to spend some quality time with her and bond.
That's right, and my daughter knows I'll let her pack more snacks than her mom.
She's probably right. Have a great time.
Okay, so we just heard a dialogue between Steve and John. Now, Steve is John's boss. So John has a question for Steve. He says, "Hi, Steve, do you have a minute?"
So do you have a minute? Here he's kind of asking him if he has any free time right now.
Mm-hmm. It's like saying, "Can I talk to you?"
That's right. So we frequently use this at work when you need to talk to someone.
And if it's a very short time, you can say, "Do you have a second?"
That's true. I use that one all the time.
Mm-hmm, me too. Now, Steve says, "Of course, John. What can I do for you?"
So here he's just politely asking what John wants.
Mm-hmm. It's like saying, "How can I help you?"
That one's probably one you'll hear a lot at stores.
Mm-hmm. If you go to the store, like a clothing store, they'll ask you, "How can I help you?" or "What can I do for you?" So now John explains his problem. He says, "My daughter has a spring field trip next Friday, and I was wondering if I could have the day off."
So the first one here, field trip, this was actually the title of the dialogue, and it means kind of a school trip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. When your classmates and your teacher go together, usually to a museum or a park or some other place where you can learn something outside of the school.
And the word field here just means kind of an open yard.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe you're not going to a field. We say field trip just because you're outside.
That's right. But John asks this question saying, "I was wondering if I could have the day off."
Mm-hmm. So he doesn't know what the answer will be. He wants to know. He's wondering. We say this a lot when we're asking for something. "I was wondering if I could borrow your phone."
Or, "I was wondering if I could borrow your car."
Oh, well, I'll have to think about that one.
Okay, just remember, though, if you want to be more polite, then it's a good idea to add this in front.
Right, right, exactly. It's very polite. So he's asking for a day off. He says, "I was wondering if I could have a day off."
If you have a day off, then it means that you are not working that day.
Mm-hmm. So it's like a vacation or a holiday. You don't go to work for one day. It's a day off work. Now, do we say day on work?
No, we usually just say that that is a regular workday.
Mm-hmm, for sure, for sure. We can also say, I'm off today.
That's right. But be careful not to say that it's an off day for me.
Right, right, yes. So anyway, have a day off means he doesn't go to work that day.
Instead of the word have, I can also say take a day off. So actually, I'm going to Montreal, so I will have to take a day off this week.
Oh yeah, you may need to take many days off.
That's really true.
Yeah. So what does Steve say here?
He says, of course, I'll make a note.
So I'll make a note. is he going to make a notebook or something like that?
No, he's just going to write it down.
Ah, yeah. So make a note means write a note, like a memo, so he can remember later.
That's right. And this could be a note that you write on the paper, or you can make a mental note, which mm-hmm. means that you're just going to remember it.
Oh, mental note. That's good. If I make a mental note, I'll probably forget. So I usually make a note on my smartphone.
I never check my smartphone, so that doesn't work.
So Steve asks, where will her school be going?
They're actually going to a wildlife zoo.
Oh, a wildlife zoo. So wildlife means animals that don't live in your homes. Animals that live in the forest. Lions, tigers, giraffes.
Pandas.
Yeah, animals that you don't keep, usually don't keep in your house. We don't need to say wildlife zoo. We can just say zoo, right?
That's right. And a zoo, as you guys probably already know, is a place where you can see all these wildlife animals.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I remember I went to a zoo in California and, oh man, I saw tigers, cheetah, oh, so many cool African animals. Also at a zoo, there may be a petting zoo. And this is what John says. John says, there's a small petting zoo there as well.
So a petting zoo is basically a place where you can pet animals. And this is the action when you, let's say, use your hand to rub an animal's head.
Mm-hmm. It's touch an animal. Yeah. Because they're cute, right?
Exactly.
So animals at a petting zoo are not going to be dangerous animals, right?
No, they're going to be very tame.
Tame, yeah. Like a sheep or pig, maybe?
Or maybe even a goat.
Oh, goat. I like goats. They're kind of funny.
Well, all of this sounds really educational, though.
Ah, yeah. And that's what Steve says. So you can see the word here, education. Education is a noun, but this word, educational, is an adjective.
That's right. And you can use this to describe a field trip or maybe a video. Educational video.
Yeah, something that helps you learn. So if you learn from it, then it is educational. You said videos, school, university, movies. Can movies be educational?
Yeah, movies can totally be educational. Yeah, and so is this podcast.
Yeah, if you learn something, then it is educational. Open language is educational if you learn something. So Steve says, do you always go with your daughter on school trips?
And John replies, no, my wife usually does.
Oh, yeah. So normally it's his wife. In this case, John wants to go. Steve says, well, it'll be a great chance for you to spend some quality time with her and bond.
Quality time. So quality kind of just means that it's good.
Mm-hmm.
This is time where they can actually talk to each other.
Yeah, it's like special time. Usually we talk about this between two friends or family. I need to spend some quality time with my my brother or my father. It's that special time.
And since he doesn't normally get to hang out with his daughter, this is a good time for them to bond.
Right. So this is often why we spend quality time, is to bond. And bond is like connect, kind of, right? To get closer.
For sure. And you can bond with your friends, you can bond with your family, you can basically bond with anyone.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Can you bond with a computer?
No, not really. It has to be either human or living.
Yeah, some living thing. Probably family, friends, or a pet.
That's right. So maybe they'll bond with the animals here.
Oh, maybe they will, yeah. And so what does John say here?
He says, that's right. And my daughter knows I'll let her pack more snacks than her mom.
Right. So John here, yeah, he's going to let her pack. What does pack mean here?
Pack pack basically means to put something in a bag to take with you.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so before you travel, before you go on a trip, you have to pack your bag. It means, you know, put your toothbrush, your clothes, anything you need, your passport or something, your wallet, your money. You have to pack that in your bag.
It can also be used for everyday things, like you could pack for work or pack for school.
For sure. So, you know, if you're going to school, you don't need to pack very much. But if you're traveling for a long time, you need to pack a lot. In this case, they're packing snacks.
Snacks, my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
So snacks are kind of little treats. They're chips, cookies, maybe some fruits, or granola bars.
Yeah, so snacks. I just went hiking up a mountain, and I took snacks with me. I packed some snacks. I packed an apple, because simple, healthy, and it's delicious.
I should probably start doing that, but actually, usually I pack chocolate.
Chocolate? Well, chocolate is also delicious, and it can give you energy.
So here, John's daughter seems like she also really wants to pack snacks. And she knows that her dad will let her pack more. And Steve says she's probably right.
Right. Daughters always know that maybe their fathers will let them, you know, have more chocolate or a little more money or something like that.
That's right.
So I think Steve is going to let John go have a day off. So he says, have a great time.
All right. So that brings us to the end of the dialogue. Why don't we have another listen?
Sounds good.
Dialogue first time.
Hi, Steve. Do you have a minute?
Of course, John. What can I do for you?
Well, my daughter has a spring field trip next Friday, and I was wondering if I could have the day off.
Of course. I'll make a note. Where will her school be going?
They're going to the wildlife zoo. There's a small petting zoo there as well.
That sounds both fun and educational. Do you always go with your daughter on school trips?
No, my wife usually does.
Well, it'll be a great chance for you to spend some quality time with her and bond.
That's right, and my daughter knows I'll let her pack more snacks than her mom.
She's probably right. Have a great time!
Dialogue, second time.
Hi, Steve. Do you have a minute?
Of course, John. What can I do for you?
Well, my daughter has a spring field trip next Friday, and I was wondering if I could have the day off.
Of course. I'll make a note. Where will her school be going?
They're going to the wildlife zoo. There's a small petting zoo there as well.
That sounds both fun and educational. Do you always go with your daughter on school trips?
No, my wife usually does.
Well, it'll be a great chance for you to spend some quality time with her and bond.
That's right, and my daughter knows I'll let her pack more snacks than her mom.
She's probably right. Have a great time!
Okay, so Connor, I'm a little bit curious. Do you remember any of the field trips that you went on?
Yes, when I was in elementary school, my teacher was famous for big long field trips. We even stayed overnight.
Oh, really? Where to?
In a zoo. Well, kind of like a zoo that had whales, and we stayed there in the zoo, and it was really, really fun. We did lots of field trips.
Was it like an aquarium then?
Yeah, actually, yeah, it was an aquarium, so we got to see whales and fish and all that kind of thing, and then we stayed there.
That sounds really fun.
It was so much fun. What about you?
Let's see, what do I remember? I remember that we went on a skiing field trip.
Oh, skiing, that sounds really fun.
It was, except I wasn't very good at it, so I kind of injured some people. But you know what, it was a good experience.
Oh, they got hurt, oh yeah,
yes.
Well, that happens, yeah. What about you guys? What was your favorite field trip? Or are you going to go on a field trip soon? Let us know in the comments about your field trips, and we look forward to seeing those.
Thanks for listening. See you soon.
Talk to you later. Trying to figure it out, but it amounts to nothing. I wanna